The current spoiler level warning is, deal.
Friends and folks, for this episode, you're looking at a spoiler warning level of teal. We're going to be talking about some machines from After War Gundam X, variants, comic Bonbon, After War Gundam X Hyper Guide, which is, I think, a piece of comic Bonbon variations. And then we will talk about some things from Gundam Build Fighters, as well as like the Gunpla VR thing. We will do a separate spoiler warning at that time, so you don't need to worry about that. We'll let you know. Please enjoy the episode. Hello, friends and folks, and welcome back to another episode of Mechanista NG, where it's not a crime unless you get caught. I'm Six Detmar from Scanline Media.
Interesting opening. I'm Dylan. Hello.
And we're joined by
Alan from Chats and Scanline Media. Sorry, Six, I got so excited. I just wanted to announce myself.
Yeah, no, I timed it exactly as poorly as I possibly could, where the delay was just long enough that I decided I should have said something, and then you were like, probably Six should have said something, but I guess I have to. Mm-hmm. Hello, Alan from Scanline Media, from Chats Colon, a television podcast, from all manner of creative works, podded and...
Casted.
Podded and godded. That's my podcast about Gotten from a character named Gotten. Oh, from Gundam.
I was about to say
from early Double Zeta, right?
Gotten Go, yeah. Potted Gotten sounds like that could be like the brother, even though that's not the correct surname. I don't care. Look, I am
Gotten Eye Joe.
Double Zeta is full of annoying to pronounce names that are bad mouth. I feel like R Jarja.
Look, the R Jarja is great.
It's a beautiful friend. It's just hard to say.
And then it has the Gazelm. The Gazelm is wonderful.
Gazelm.
It's perfect, like mouth sounds. Gazelm.
I judge all my favorite Gundam based on how hard they are to pronounce. Gaza C. That's nothing. That's a real place with the letter C at the end of it. Come on. Useless.
But Gazelm.
But Gazelm. Oh, that's a friend.
Wow, Gazelm.
But indeed, I've been on Mechanista before when Six and I did a minor dive into Frozen Teardrop's wiki page, because that's the best you can do
saluting.
When it comes to Frozen Teardrop. Six and I have talked a lot about robots. They are a big reason that we are friends. And I love them.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah. And you are a master improviser, taken lessons in improv comedy, always ready for whatever the life throws at you, unless, you know, it's not on a podcast, in which case, you know, panic, because then real life and anxiety. So you didn't make your own sheet. We're just going to roll.
Yeah, we're going to not free ball it, because that sounds kind of gross. We're going to free fall it.
Wheel?
Ooh, free wheel. That's good. That's great.
Free wheelie?
Free gear, so it's kind of like robotic. In a free gear it?
Sure.
Okay, let's free gear it.
Was there
my favorite?
We're gonna freedom it. Freedom to freedom Gundam.
My favorite strike free space freedom.
Now, Free Space is a good fucking game, but we don't have time for that. let's see. Four After War. All
right.
We don't have too many things left on the After War list. So
we've been knocking out After War really quick. So.
We really have. So let's see what we get.
The sequel to Char's Counterattack, After War Gundam X, at least for the purposes of this show.
Oh, right.
Well, we are going to be talking about the GW 980 Gundam Air Master.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
We're just not going to roll any grunts.
Yeah.
It's never roll any grunts.
Which makes me sad because the Air Master.
Because the Dotrus is cooler? Yeah. We can say it.
Okay. To be fair, I think this one's all right. I think I like the Air Master a little bit more than the Leopard, but, well, okay, we'll see. Now, Six, given that this would only be like Airmaster, some kind of, you know, some side variants that are...
We're doing both?
Yeah, you think we should just do both? Come on. Yeah, this comic bomb bullshit, we're going to look at that and go, oh, this is awful, and then keep...
Hell yeah.
The staple okay, well then, of 90s Gundam.
We're doing both the Airmaster and the Leopard.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, so... All right, but we will start with what we rolled, so we'll start with the Airmaster, the GW-9800 Gundam Airmaster. Obviously, this is Gundam, used by the UNE, and this whole thing is a weird, this is the jet friend of the group, because if you've got a group of mobile suits and you've got a Gundam team, at least one of them has to transform, sometimes the leader, not always, and yeah, so the Gundam Airmaster, we do know it also has a flash system, because there are, associated bits with it. Which is kind of amusing to me, because I don't know, like, the Gundam X bits make sense to me. I guess, like, the other ones kind of make sense, but I don't know. But, so, the Airmaster, looking at it, starting from the top, you've got a pretty 90s Gundam Okawara head, though, the colors are pretty interesting, and I really like this V-fin, this, like, devil horn V-fin thing going on. Very, like, it's just distinct. Mm-hmm. And then, so moving on down, otherwise the head is just the Gundam head.
Just looking at the V-fin a little more, it reminds me of, like, in some Gundam when we get the double V-fin, sort of the second inner V-fin.
Yeah.
It looks like a double V-fin without the like primary V-fin.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's just very vertical, not usual. I mean, otherwise, though, it's like, it has head Vulcans, it's got, you know, face slits for the vents, it's got two eyes, it's got the section under the eyes is, like, separated with some lines. Though the primary head color is red, and then you've got a gray camera section. So, I mean, you know, it's... The color blocking is interesting at the very least, even if, to me, the head doesn't really super stand out.
Mm-hmm.
Going down to the torso, you've got... this is actually a fairly cool torso, I think, because, like, so you've got, like, the middle section, which is, like, okay, you can tell where the cockpit opens and everything. The vents are kind of just, like, overtaking, though, like, the whole area, because, like, the way that they color the sides of the chest is all yellow. So even though, like, the vents are pretty much just the, like, the little front section, it makes them feel big just because the whole yellow going, like, all the way back on the sides of the torso. I do like that. Though... Looking at it, actually, huh, that's how it is in the line art. That is not how it is drawn in the show. In the show, it is actually only given the big... There's still big yellow vents, but it actually colors, like, the torso sections behind it white. Interesting, okay. I was looking at the art, and then I'm like, wait a minute. I'm looking at the show art, and I'm like, there's a discrepancy here. Can't even follow their own animation sheets. Wow. More than likely,
maybe they made a game time decision. Let's not say they can't follow animation.
No, here's the truth. I think that they, whatever high quality magazine they took this from, because, you know, usually on the wiki, they generally try to add whatever is the highest resolution image. It was probably just like a misprint. Because if you look at the torso underneath, like the shoulder, you can see it's actually white there. So I think that this happens sometimes. Sometimes the magazines, when they print the colors, sometimes, like, when they redo the colors, they just accidentally, you know, fill in a section they shouldn't or something. So I'm thinking that's what happened here. I'll have to look at more art, because I'm actually curious if this is a consistent thing. But moving on to the arms, you've got big shoulders, and actually, slight allusion to a future Gundam thing. These shoulders very much remind me of the Kasij, just scaled down. Because, like...
The what?
The Kasij Gundam. Kasij Gundam.
Oh, yes. Kasij. Yes.
They're just kind of scaled down a little, right? Like, but they have that same feel of being, like, these big, like, flat armor platings as a coat. Which I think is cool. I like it, actually. Like, just having, like, these huge, like, parts. Like, the shoulder itself, if you see underneath, is just, like, shoulder armor. But then it's just, it's wearing a coat. And that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
The arms themselves, pretty standard. You've got, you know, your usual rounded arms as you go down. The forearms do have a separate color, color separation. Mm-hmm. They got both white and red going on, which is pretty neat. The hands are hands. They're hands.
I appreciate a top-heavy mobile suit.
Yes,
I like that this
is
very top-heavy.
Very, yeah, exactly. Just very top-heavy because, well, the problem of all Okohara designs is about to happen. We're going to get to the legs where it's like, okay. So the skirts are fine. You know, they serve their function. They are skirt armor. They look cool. They have little vents all over them.
I really like that the rifles are mounted on them.
Yeah.
Yep, the side skirts are basically holsters for the rifles. So then you move on down, though, and the legs, I mean, the legs aren't, like, badly designed. They're legs, but they're basically just your usual all-white Okohara legs with lots of little line work on them.
Yeah, if I have a criticism here, it's sort of a criticism that's very broad, which is there's this period of Okohara sort of from G through X where he certainly has individual designs I like, and I mean, I like the Airmaster decently, but he very much feels like he settles into a groove of this is what a Gundam looks like and does variants on it.
Yeah, which, I guess to be fair, they have the man pumping out, like, a Gundam, like, you know, a whole bunch of Gundam designs year after year after year. Like, you know, even UC gets, like, variation because, like, there's generally a couple years between production. But, like, the G through X period is just, like, one thing after the other after the other. And then he's also working on, like, you know, you see stuff like you have 8th MS team in the background and stuff happening. So there's just a lot going on.
There's a certain aesthetic of the 90s Gundam designs, especially with the coloring here, that reminds me of another cultural touch point that I have. We don't talk, y'all don't talk a lot about Transformers on here, obviously. But one of two Transformers kits that I actually own in real life is Jetfire from Transformers Armada, which is like a shameless, it's exactly this. I can send y'all a photo, but it's basically like, what if they turn this into a transforming spaceship?
Okay, I can see it. I do like that he does this, the Jetfire from Armada does a similar thing with like, the big wing parts on the shoulders, but like the way that they are is they're on the back of the shoulders and just straight up.
Yeah, well, yeah, there's on the toy I have, I'm looking up at it right now, there's just nowhere to put those. You can aim them down or up, but both ways it looks terrible. So yeah. The Airmaster does win out there a little bit.
I do like it. Like, it's funny because I like most of the overall design. It's just I'm seeing those shoulder things, I'm like, they really didn't know what to do with that.
Mm-hmm. Big time.
Yeah, interesting. I could see it, though, for sure, with the coloring. Mm-hmm. Though I will say, Jetfire at least has color blocking going on the legs.
Airmasters are just like, if you Photoshop took out all the color white, it would have no feet. It's just all white.
Yeah, it's like... We'll talk about it more when we also talk about the Burst, because I think the Burst, even though I like it way less, does the color blocking way better. But we will get to that. So it's fighter mode. Also should mention its backpack is basically just like the canopy that's going to go over the head when it transforms. It has like a little thruster kind of on. Yeah, that I'm pretty sure there's still a thruster on the bottom because we see it regularly flying in MS mode as well. And I don't think you could only do that if it just had the little feet ones. So its transformation is a very standard Okohara transformation. The backpack folds over the head, the waist rotates 180 degrees, and the legs kind of kick up into a weird position, and then the feet go down. And then the shoulders, the way that they pop up, the wings splay out from the shoulder area. And because the rifles are on the side skirts, they actually just fold upward and forward, which, you know, there's a lot of very basic Gundam transformation things happening here, which I usually am not a huge fan of, but I will say, to give this a couple of, like, kudos. One, I like the overall, like, shape of the top of it. The canopy completely hides the head, which is nice. This isn't, like, one of those, you just have a Gundam head looking down when you see it from below. It looks like, the rifles get moved to below the wings. Sorry, I didn't realize that from the top.
Yeah, they sort of rotate a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they actually get moved to the arms. Okay. Should have just kept them on the side skirts. Just I guess the arms would get in the way. I'm trying to imagine this in my head now, ways to do that. Yeah, so even looking at the fighter from below, it looks fine. It just has the leg syndrome is my problem.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Yeah,
that.
It's kind of frustrating because it feels like with the canopy and stuff and like the way the guns are mounted on the hips and they sort of spin and move a little bit to become the like underwing guns, it feels like a lot of thought was given into how to make this like, you know, like to address the problem of previous, you know, like wave rider or flight modes, and to then just completely not address the leg thing at all.
Yeah.
Is really exasperating to me. It's like you were thinking about this and you literally only thought about the upper half of the mobile suit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's weird. It's just like I feel the same way. It's just like you put so much effort into the front half, but the back half you could still tell this is a Gundam. Like yeah. That's always the thing. Like with the transformation, I don't mind kind of telling that it's like a mobile suit, but like, you know, even in Zeta, right? Zeta was like our first run of transforming mobile suits, mm-hmm. and most Zeta suits are pretty distinct when they're transformed. Like a lot of the Titan suits just look very different. And hell, the Zeta, even though it has like the legs, the shape of its legs is weird enough that I still think it does a better job. Whereas like these, I mean, they're just Gundam legs. They're pointing backwards. I will say, with regards to this, what made me actually really like this design is actually how the high grade looks. Like I used to kind of overlook the Air Master, but once the high grade came out, like seeing like the modern proportions on it and seeing like things you could do with it, like the way that like the wings on the shoulders could like pop out and stuff when it's in mobile suit mode, which you see it do that in the anime sometimes, but just seeing it like on the like the modern model with the modern proportions, I think did a lot for me. I really like the design. Unfortunately, I think that the modern proportions in some ways kind of exaggerate the leg problem.
Yes.
Because if you look at it transformed, the front half of it, again, looks great. But the legs, they're just legs. There they are.
No offense.
You made an exasperated sound, Alan. What's up?
No offense to the high grade. I guess it's older, and it's a high grade, but this looks like it's made out of candy wax. This looks so cheap. Especially the first, like, just it standing up picture that you sent. It's like...
I think it's just the soft lighting that this reviewer uses, because, I mean, it's made out of the same plastic everything has been made out of since, like, 2005 or whatever. Like, some of the older kits do have, like, the glossier paint jobs, but this is definitely, like, in the modern era of kits. I think the soft lighting that he doesn't do favors to this color scheme, maybe.
Yeah.
Though, I kind of like it, personally. The thing is, also, he doesn't line his kits. I like using him as an example because he doesn't line them. Because, unfortunately, the other option I have to send is Dalong, who does line his kits. And I appreciate what he does, but he goes really heavy on it in a way that I don't like myself.
Mm-hmm.
I guess his Air Master here isn't too bad. And actually, the heavy lining does break up the legs a bit better.
Mm-hmm.
But, like I said, I do like this modern like proportions for this design though. But all right, so the Air Master is cool. It has, you know, its bits, which I guess just to bring up really quick, it's not like we're gonna be able to do a like huge deep dive on this. The GW bits are literally just like they took the same design and kind of simplified it, and now it has a cool head. I think we see these in like episode one, right? Like, and that's it. And like anytime we flash back to, well, we see them anytime we flash back to, you know, the Seventh Space War, yeah, and with like the Leopard and the Air Master, and I don't think we really see their bits like that much at all though. All we know is they transform into, you know, the wiki. In a funny turn of events, from what I can see, yeah, they actually are using the pictures of the Air Master for the transform mode rather than the GW bit, but you can see it has, like, different legs, and yet the picture that they link is just this again. And it's like, wait a minute, that's not the same skirt or legs, hold on. But, I mean, I get why. It has the same transformation, you know, it's just you replace the parts. It's a cool design, I like the dome head, but yeah. Mm. Just wanted to bring up the bit, though, because if we don't bring it up now, it's not like we're putting the bits as their own thing on the sheet.
My other note about the Air Master is that the name is really bad. Gundam Asir, a franchise that's known for good names for characters at least, really couldn't come up with much better than Air Master, which is also the name of like a 90s anime and like a fan company, like an industrial fan company. I get it. It is the Master of the Air, the Sky Master. The Sky Master sounds cooler than Air Master, though.
Sky Master does sound cooler than Air Master. You're right, though. That's the thing.
Air Master, again, it's translation too. Like, but it's Air Master in Japanese.
Yeah.
So, that's my other note.
I mean, in the next series, we're gonna get the Sky Grasper, which is immediately a fucking great name.
Okay, okay.
For a machine that's not that
cool,
but
couple series ahead, not just the next one. Because
that's from yeah.
That's Seed.
Oh, I mean after what GGP's currently.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Kind of mix.
Yeah.
I think that's right. Anyway, doesn't matter. All right. But. Yeah, we got some Vulcans. It's got lots of Vulcans.
Head and nose.
Oh yeah, man. The little backpack. I guess you could technically use those in MS mode if you like flipped. It's like Amuro doing the flip with the new Gundam having the bazooka on the back, yeah. Only instead time to fire a couple of Vulcans. Oh wait, that didn't do anything.
See, if they weren't cowards, they would use the nose Vulcans as like boogers that he shoots out, but instead they're like next to the nose. Yeah. They don't want to go full gross Gundam.
Oh no, the nose ones. I think that actually is a reference to because those are the head Vulcans by the head.
Yeah, that's the nose of the canopy.
Nose
nose of the you're right.
So they are boogers.
Okay, good. Thank goodness. Happy to hear. Dylan was allergic to that terrible joke.
I'm okay. Look, it is humid and it is like out here. So, besides that, it has Buster rifles, but. Okay, you're not allowed to call these Buster rifles.
What's in the name?
These are not cool enough. Like this is the show right after Wing, and it's like, okay, the Wing Gundam with the Buster rifle. Ah, this is like, you know, a huge cannon. The Buster rifles here are just—they're just beam rifles. They're like normal.
They're not even very strong ones.
No, it says. Well, no, it says that they weigh half as much as a rifle while having equal, if not higher, firepower, so...
Dylan, I watched the show. That's a load of shit.
Yes, it is. It is.
They don't hurt anyone.
Yeah, no. well, they'll blow up grunts, and then yes, whenever used against, like, you know, a lot of the others, it's like, ah, the beams, they do nothing. Mm-hmm. Just absolutely nothing to, like, the Versago and whatnot. Yeah, the Buster rifles are kind of... They're just beam rifles. It's just it dual wields beam rifles, which is cool. You don't gotta call them a cooler name though, when they are. And then you can mount shoulder missiles on top of them. That comes up like on the model I linked. Comes up I think a couple times in the shows, but yeah, they're missiles. It's just like a big missile. You throw them on top.
I mean, it's a multi warhead type. It's the kind that like scatters into a bunch of smaller bombs when it gets close.
That's kind of cool, but
yeah,
I mean they're missiles.
It's fine.
Mm-hmm. It's a jet with missiles. All right, so before we move on to the proper upgrade, I guess we're gonna have to talk about a couple of these variants just because they only apply to the Air Master. All right, so we have the Gun Master and the Sword Master are the two comic bonbon variants that I have to talk about.
Oh, you got another.
What's the other? The
Aquamaster.
Oh, sorry, Aquamaster. What? They did three?
They did three.
Comic Bonbon, why?
Well, it's you keep accusing Comic Bonbon.
This is after we're going to Mech's Hyper Guide. These are... Look at these design variations. I am betting that this ran in Comic Bonbon or was published.
Here's the thing, Dylan.
Yes?
The proportions are a little funny, but they seem like based on an idea, which is better than we've ever had from Comic Bonbon before.
I'm going to find out who published this, if I can. I might not be able to. Yes, it is. It mentions, is this website? No, damn it. Okay, this was just people saying that they look like them. Damn it.
people who
are like me.
I like the Gunmaster.
Fair enough.
Well, let's start with the Gunmaster.
Okay, we'll start with the Gunmaster. Okay, here's the thing. this is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Gonna admit. I still think the art is a little wonky. Like all of these.
Yeah.
The proportions are a bit funny, yeah.
But, I mean, okay. I made fun of the Buster rifles. This has decided, what if I just had a gigantic beam rifle mm-hmm. on the Air Master? Now, here's the thing. I'm wondering if this transforms anymore, because I can't imagine it does. Especially if
it says it can.
It says it can? Let's see.
Mm-hmm. It probably has to drop the gun, I would guess.
Yeah,
but, you know.
Well, yeah, I guess it does. Well, the other reason it's weird to me is because if you look at the shoulders, you'll notice that the right shoulder has added, like, you know, a bunch of, like, sensor packages and other things to it.
And, like, radiator plates.
Yeah. And then you also have those on the legs. But then the other shoulder does not have that, so my brain's just like, well, now you have an uneven set of wings.
Well, I mean, that's with it expanded. Perhaps they collapse into just a wing.
Standard size wings, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I guess. But the gun is cool. This retains, like, the same coloration as the normal Air Master, overall. Like, it's just, you know, the red, gray, white. It does color the knees, which is actually... So, when we were going to talk about the Air Master Burst, what I was going to bring up is the Air Master Burst colors the knees. I like the color blocking on the Air Master Burst a lot more than, like, the base one, even though I like the base one's colors way more. Mm-hmm. And this kind of does that, which is nice. But, yeah, the Gunmaster, it has a big gun. It does also mention it has a shoulder beam cannon, which I guess if you look at the right shoulder, you see that, like, you know, cylinder on there. Maybe that's what it's talking about.
Some of the art shows it a little better. Yeah, it's that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mentions homing missiles, which I guess those could just be, like, the ones that the normal one uses. Or, yeah, I guess that's it for the missile. Like, because I'm trying to see if it has any on, like, the body there. It looks like the right arm may actually have, like, two missiles on top of it.
Yeah, it does appear to.
The card argument.
Torpedo-looking missiles rather than normal ones. And then a nebulous beam cannon is mentioned, separate from the mega beam cannon. So I'm like, well,
Zeta Gundam had to take a whole, like, episode to get somebody, like, equipping and using the big gun whenever the Hyakushiki uses the big gun. And this guy just has one. And that's fantastic to me.
That's fair.
Not very mobile, but that's what high mobility suits are for example.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is why we're going to talk about the Air Master high mobility.
Oh, God. All
right.
No, not a thing.
So, next we'll go over the most niche of all of them. We'll go over the Aquamaster, which is, okay, you've made the Aquamaster. Let's see. So, basically, the backpack has been replaced entirely because it no longer needs to transform into a plane. The backpack is now just basically a submarine strapped to it. Like, there's a bunch of struts connecting it into the back. You've, of course, got a more aquatic color scheme. You've got, like, the blue and the yellow with the white. The shoulders have now... They kind of mount the Airmaster shoulders still, but instead of having, like, the wings that are, like, going back, instead to the sides of them have been strapped, like, big, like, underwater kind of... I think those are the torpedo launchers, because it looks like they have, like, the doors at the front.
They are. It also kind of looks like the Tall Geese 3, because it has the two thingies on its back. It
kind of does. Yeah.
Fucked up.
Yeah, I can kind of see that. And then it's got weird, funky arms, and I kind of like these arms, because they end in, like, little... One is like a three claw hand. The other actually has like a full amount of fingers. I'm assuming that the beam cannons mentioned are maybe on the hands. Just because, like, you know, like weird wired Zagok beam cannons.
Yeah, I like the hands. I wish they were full on Zagok, like claw hands, but the right hand, that's not the weird mine beam thing, still looks kind of grabby and cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, though, yeah. I mean, this is a solid variant. You know what? I'll give them these. I don't like the art style going on necessarily, but these are still way better than like the ones in like Wing that are like similar in weirdness.
Well, and also, Dylan, you say this is a very niche design. Who here knows off the top of their head what percentage of the Earth's surface is water?
I mean, okay, but water episodes, you don't get a lot of water episodes.
That's just because you don't have a lot of water suits. We're gonna go for, you know, the next series is going to be Mobile Suit Gundam Aquarius, and it's going to be all about water because 71%. 71% of the Earth's surface is water. And you know what?
Maybe we should just
by the time of UC with global warming, it's gonna be like 85%.
It's kind of fucked up also that the wiki points out that the center backpack thing of the Aquamaster resembles the Alpha Zero, which is an amazing mobile suit, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Alpha Zero is great.
It's a weird mess, but I get what they're saying, where it like juts out ahead of the higher than the head does.
Yeah, it's like, I can see like the equivalence of the backpack there. Mm-hmm. But yeah, solid design. And then the Swordmaster, which we have a Mega Man boss here if we just replace the head, but let's see. The Swordmaster, I'm trying to tell what they changed on like the backpack, because it's got some weird stuff going on, like the backpack and the shoulders. So all it has left are the head Vulcans. We have removed. Okay, hold on. You can't say this, Wiki. The Wiki says it only has the head Vulcans. It does have the nose.
Except
it has the nose mounted Vulcans. Okay, the Vulcans have been replaced by beam cannons on the backpack, but also they can't be used in MS mode, and. I'm curious what the MA mode of this looks like, because those wings have changed dramatically. Like, the shoulder wings are not the same. I just want more illustrations of this thing is the problem. So I will say, it is dual-wielding shields that are, like, attached to, dual-wielding swords that are attached to shields that are on the forearms, and I think that's a cool look. Otherwise, this is actually probably the most similar to the base Airmaster with its, like, torso and the legs and everything. They did change up the color blocking again, and it looks alright. It's like a kind of, like, blue and red, and I'm trying to think of what color to describe, like, the skirts there. That kind of, like, it's a different kind of blue than the rest of it. You can see it also on the lower torso. It's kind of, like, lilac?
I think it's the same blue. I think it just looks a little weird in the.
It might just be the art being weird. That's true. But
yeah, I mean, this is a terrible idea.
Yeah, it is.
It looks cool though.
It does look cool, but yeah, no, the idea is dumb. I will say that also the related model picture on the wiki there, like the custom model someone made of it, looks so wimpy in comparison, because instead of having like full on wrist swords, they have like Assassin's Creed hidden blade size like blades just kind of like jutting out of it.
They do, however, still accurately represent the size of these shields, which is like not big enough to protect your own fucking head.
Apparently they actually use some V2 Buster parts on the custom model here that I'm seeing.
V2?
That's interesting. Yeah, the V2 Gundam Victory 2.
Oh, V2. Damn. I was V2. Like,
yeah, not, no, there's no Gura in
damn
this.
Damn it.
I just noticed that little section. Actually, same with the knees. They added apparently a bunch of Victory 2 Gundam parts to this. In the backpack.
Sure, why not?
The backpack is actually using the Zeta Gundam high grade parts for, like, part of its backpack. Weird. Just a weird, like, you know, kitbash original design that they made, whoever published this. Not the highest quality one. This is not like Dengeki Hobby or like any of those other, like, you know, major model making magazines and stuff. This is very amateur looking, even for the time. I think
for the moment I'm gonna hold off talking about the other mock-up in that because I think we might be talking about it shortly, maybe.
Oh yeah, that's a leopard variant, but that one is stealing a lot of UC parts.
Yeah, there's a lot to talk about with that.
We will get to it,
and perhaps some of the iconography.
Yes, there is. Oof. All right. Now
we're allowed to talk about the burst.
Yeah, let's do the burst. We'll do that.
All right.
There are some you know, Gunpla things we will talk about at the end of the episode.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. All right, so the Airmaster Burst. The Airmaster Burst is we have taken the Air Master, we have given it a far worse color scheme, we have made the shoulder wings smaller. I don't know why they do this.
She skipped shoulder day for a few weeks. It happens.
Yeah, like, the like when it transformed, like, so, these are, I can say it ahead of time, you know, these are like beam cannons on the shoulders. But, like, we've also lost, like, the wings on the shoulders for the most part. Or at the very least, they're much, much, much smaller. You also add a beam cannon to the head now. Like, you can see it on, like, the backpack there. Like, behind the head. Under the nose cone, I should say. Now, the color blocking has improved. Like, the legs are the same legs, but the knees are now a separate color. And, like, the skirts are a separate color. Like, I don't hate the color blocking. I just don't think these colors are all that great. And I just, looking at the transform mode, I don't like it very much.
I think part of the transform mode is trying to, like, leave space for the G-Falcon.
Oh, I can see that.
It looks bad, but I think that might be why.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, with the G-Falcon on, it's... It looks all right with the G-Falcon on it, I guess. The little winglets, I know that they're probably below, but they are so close to those beam cannons that it's like... Mm. It is funny to me, though, that if you subtract the legs, this kind of looks like a core fighter.
Yeah.
Like, if you think about it without, like, that back half, like, because of how small the wings are and everything, it looks like a little dinky core fighter. Yeah, I mean... Not a lot to say. There's not a lot for me to say on this. Like, you have the armament changes, which are mostly like just adding a bunch of beam cannons. It does have an optional missile rifle, which is just a beam rifle where they slap missiles on the side of it.
It's kind of cool.
But, I'm not super into this design. Is the problem? And it doesn't change enough for me to like. You know, have a lot to talk about either.
I think, like, this shot from the show, like, sells me a little more on the flight mode, but it does still look too compact. It needs more wingspan.
Interesting how that picture deliberately doesn't show the legs, because they know that the leg effect got worse with this one.
Yeah. Well, because that's the thing, right? Like, the big wings on the original, I think, kind of draw the eye away from the legs still a bit. Yep. There's nothing like that on this now. Now the front half looks a little worse, and the back half is still just as bad. So, you know, it's like, what do you do? They did end up making a model of this, and even, like, with having, like, more modern, like, look to it, I still don't think it looks all that great. I think the base Air Master just looks better. I'm always disappointed by upgrades that I feel, like, less hype on, you know? Because that's the whole thing. Like, getting an upgrade should be, like, really cool. And, I don't know, this one just doesn't do it for me. Now, this one doesn't have any variants also, and I wonder why. Probably because the normal Air Master is cooler to do variants of.
I mean, it kind of does, but they're just linked on the main page, I think.
Let's see.
This is also the second half of the show variant of a canceled anime. Like, there's less screen time.
Yeah, there is less screen time for it.
I feel like some of the Gunpla... I mean, we'll talk about this at the time. No, I guess they're not. I guess it's just colors. No, you're right. Sorry, some of these, like, color-wise allude more to... The burst, but their actual shape is still original Air Master, so never mind.
Yeah. Well, I guess with that, though, I don't think there's a lot to talk about with the burst other than that, really.
I think we're gonna move on to Meow Meow Neko time.
Okay, so we'll save all the build stuff for the very end. Okay, that's fine.
Yes, because that's gonna be the spoilery section.
Yeah, so. that makes sense, actually. Easier for people to listen to. Okay. Alright, so Gundam Leopard.
Leopard.
I don't know why I said Leopard. I've done that a couple of times.
I mean, it looks like Leopard, you know, well, if you're just reading shit straight up.
I was gonna say the katakana, I think it's the katakana also is in fact like Leopardo. So why it like all we have to do is add like an un to the end of it so we have Leopard in.
Six and Dylan, I kinda hate the Leopard.
Oh, yeah, well...
Tell me about it. Tell me on it.
So, I'm not going to sell you on it because I don't like it either.
Okay, great. So,
starting with the head, okay, we have one of the strangest double V-fins. So, the top V-fin is a normal one, and then you have, like, two tiny ones at the bottom. The head has four Vulcans, two in the cheeks, two in the top of the head. Give me one sec, I'm about to sneeze. Maybe? Maybe not. Damn. Rude.
Bluffing.
Rude.
Bluffing.
Look.
Leave that one in the episode that you tried to fake me out like that.
Alright. So yeah, you've got like your normal, like, you know, head Vulcans. You have a pair of cheek Vulcans. There's a Gundam face in there. I do like the touch of like the orange eyes and the orange mohawk camera, but I hate this teal. I don't like teal like in this way very much. This dark teal does nothing for me, and I just don't like it. Moving on down to the torso, you've got very 90s Okawara torso, like with the we have to have like a crystal in the middle.
What does the crystal do? Jack shit. This is the wings chest piece, exactly the same.
Yeah, it's the same kind of deal going on.
Well, but like with the wing, like you could argue,
big
and
camera.
It's not true, but you could argue that it's a big camera because of its flight mode and everything. Yeah. The leopard just has things on it. Like this is ultimately, I'm jumping ahead a little bit. This is ultimately my problem with the leopard, is it just has design elements. I don't feel like there's an idea here.
Yeah, like okay, so the torso, you've got your usual vents. The way the vents look also is kind of cheap because they look kind of like, you know how like if you were making a custom model, right? How you kind of have to make it look like something like is properly attached to it and not just pasted on.
These look pasted on. Yeah.
100%. Like, because the way they stick out and everything looks weird to me. It's like someone bought two vents and then slapped them on, but there's, like, no structure to them. They just look weird to me.
Here's what happened is they were manufacturing this, and they thought they were making it for the Space Forces, and then someone told them it was going to be used by the UNE. It's like, oh, shit, we need to put vents on here so it looks like a UNE suit. God. And they just glued
them on. The ex-equivalent to Anaheim.
Yeah,
fucking Oakland Technologies. yeah, it doesn't look great. The torso is very boxy, which normally I would like, but here's the problem: other parts of the design decide to go round, so it's like incongruous to me. Like the top of the torso, like you know, over the camera there in the center, you have like I'm assuming it's a camera. You have like a rounded canopy there, and it's like. You just have a mix of boxy and rounded parts in a way that I don't think meshes super well. And when we get to the arms, we're going to see this real heavily. So, like, the right arm, you have, you know, a big boxy shoulder with a little shoulder shield on it. It has a camera on the top of the shoulder. The arm itself, you go down and it has, like... We've had cool arm guns in Gundam. I don't think this is cool looking. You've got, like, a bunch of, like, long barrel, like... Just long barrels sticking out of the arm. And I don't like how it looks all that much.
It looks like someone put a bunch of Western rifles into, the, like, jammed them in there, and we were like, this looks cool.
Yeah, like, yeah, they just look, it looks weird just having these, like, cylindrical barrels sticking out like that. And then the left arm is more heavily changed, and what's going on with the left arm is, so the shoulder is, like, a round piece, and then it's got, like, a flat piece on top of it, and... It's not even, like, a camera or anything. It's just got, like, you know, a jutting piece on top
metal.
Of that. It's just metal. Yeah, it's just more metal. And then the arm itself, bare bones.
But more rounded than its other
arm. Yeah, because of the fact that it doesn't have, like, the weird, you know, gun arm. Now it's just normal rounded armor. Like, it's, like I said, incongruous all throughout. And normally, like, asymmetry would be cool, but not here to me.
I mean, listen, when my friend Dave showed me his custom Gunpla, his fresh build Gundam Leopard, I thought it was really cool. For a kit bash, pretty good.
The backpack, just to talk about it real quick, because this is very simple, has a single booster, like, on the right, it's, like, offset to the right, and then you have this... Now, I will say, the one cool thing, I think this Gatling gun looks really cool. That is on the backpack.
I'm torn on it.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm the Gatling liker on the show. I love Gatling
guns,
but this is not Gatling gun isn't doing much for me. Like,
it feels really stripped down of its personality.
That's See, I like the armor on it and stuff. Like, I like that. And I like the way that it kind of, like, fits over the arm. Like, that's... So that's the reason why the shoulder is designed so weird, right? Is because the way that this goes, this pops up forward and then, like, over the arm. And then, like... It's supposed to form, like, one structure. And you can see, like, that metal piece, like, rotates and locks down. Mm-hmm. It's a little over-complex, I think, honestly, for what it is. But, yeah. Oh, actually, lending credence to my whole, these vents feel like they would do nothing. I forgot that this has breast gatlings. So,
oh, yeah, they literally do nothing. Yeah, because, those are literally fake vents.
Yeah, because if you look at that, like, what is it venting from? Like, there's, like, a hinge at the top, so I don't think that's going to be generating heat. That's just armor. Yeah, like, that makes me even more mad. I completely forgot that it had, like, the chest Vulcans. Because also, this is just a worse heavy arms. Should say that up front.
Yep.
All right, so the skirts. Basic skirts that, again, you have a mixture of, you've got these, like, really flat sides to them, and then, like, on the outer parts, they're rounded again. And I just don't like this look. It just looks so incongruous to me. You've got, like, the sort of Arc 78, like, yellow pieces on the top of the skirts. The central, like, waist area, the crotch, etc., have, like, vents slash thrusters. Very boxy side skirts. Just a single-piece rear skirt. Upper legs that are kind of, you know, they're upper thighs. They're white. Now, at least the lower legs are colored that teal, but I hate the teal, so who can say whether it's bad or good? The side of the leg has a holster for its little knife.
Which is a beam knife.
It is a beam knife, cool. Which is kind of cool, I guess. But, you know, Okuwara contender. Like, again, not helping my comparing this to the heavy arms when it's like, ah, the one melee weapon we can give to this big guy, a knife.
So, we didn't mention with the Air Master, zero melee weapons.
That is true. The Air Master had nothing for melee weapons. So, at least this has something. And then, moving on down the legs, though, the feet are kind of interesting, at least. You've got, like, thrusters on the front of them, and then they have, like, a dark blue at the bottom. I just don't like the colors on this, and I don't like how it looks very much. It's not a very exciting suit to me. It feels very much like just worse heavy arms. It's just worse heavy arms. And, like, it feels like it's trying to be cooler heavy arms, which only makes, like, the effect of it being worse heavy arms more prominent, I think. Because, like, you know, So, other weapons real quick, just to mention. There is shoulder missiles that are stored inside of the shoulder, like, the front cover pops open, and it has missiles in it. You've got, trying to think of what I haven't mentioned yet.
Oh, it's got knee missiles.
Sorry, the right arm. Those aren't guns. Those are grenade launchers, right? Okay.
Oh, sure.
You have two large caliber launchers and four small caliber. And I'm like, those. You can't call those large caliber. Look how small those barrels still are. It's still wimpy for, like, a mobile suit sized weapon. It has homing missiles in the knee armor. I'm guessing that the blue thing's there. It mentions Hornet missiles, so my imagining is that maybe those are, like, you know, micro-missiles that separate, because usually when things are Hornet missiles, that's what those are, right? Is, like, missiles that split into a bunch of little ones. So I guess that's what those are in the knee armor. And then,
underwater equipment.
I guess, it has an underwater equipment pack, which is, like, it has a backpack that's a big submarine that just kind of slaps on, and you replace the Gatling with, like, a torpedo launcher, and that's all that really changes. And it's, it still doesn't look good. It's same bad color, same bad Gundam. I wonder if this was in different colors, if I would like it more, maybe. But I don't know.
I just like the photo I sent where it's the mechanic who made it in-universe taking a photo with it, like, look what I made!
Oh, no, that's not the one who made it. That's the guy who has the shop who takes a picture with every Gundam, isn't
it?
Oh,
yeah! Yeah, I forgot about that silly little arc.
Yep.
Even better.
Yeah, that's who that is.
Yeah, I really feel like it's just a kit bash. I don't know why. I know you're overworked, buddy. I'm sorry, but I do expect better of you, Okawara.
Yeah. Meanwhile, so I noticed this on the Airmaster, but
bits,
I should
by the way.
Link this here. Just this is technically unofficial artwork because this is before Yanase is working for Sunrise. This is when he's doing his like doujin stuff in like the 90s and 2000s.
Oh, he's doing porn?
No,
wow,
that's
great.
Not what doujinshi means. You know what it means. It means independent. Anyway, he did his own redraw. He's the guy who does he does later designs for Double O and stuff. By the way,
when
he starts officially working for Sunrise. But before Sunrise, he loves making fan Gundam stuff, and he's worked on like a lot of video games and whatnot. That's his interpretation of it, and I think this is much cooler because it has cohesive design elements. Like, it does mix up like doing like the boxy and the rounded, but like if you look at like the rounded shoulder, it still has like the distinct plating look. And like it just looks better. And like he made it so that the little grenade launchers on the arms are just an attachment, so that the arms are
like
looking, you know, kit bashed.
Yeah, it looks like Goof Custom.
And then you have like these big chunky legs, which feel appropriate for like a mobile suit that is just like hovering on the ground and firing guns all the time. Oh, I guess we should mention the leopard does have snow dashers, which is to say, it's got little tiny skis that it uses at one point. It's got little skis.
The skis are good.
The Airmaster doesn't need snow equipment because it flies. So, all right. So I guess for variants we've got a couple.
Oi.
All right, we've got the Leo Diver, the Leo Tank, and the Leopard Iron. I guess we'll just go through them in that order. Let's start with the Leo. Let's start with the Leo Diver. This is a kit bash.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh no.
I am realizing. I'm wondering with those Air Masters if they're all kit bashes because these are very obvious kit bashes happening here because those are Zagaki arms and those are Zissa from Double Zeta
pods. Yeah.
Yeah. So okay. The Airmaster might actually also be all kit bashes. It was harder to identify, but you know how they mentioned like the Alpha Zero connection and like the Tall Geese like thrusters.
Yeah,
I think that they did a bit of editing on the parts. They did a bit of editing here too. Like they added like little like tiny wings to the Zissa parts, and they added like a weird spear to the middle of them instead of the normal thing. Mm-hmm. But like you can still tell that this is using those as the basis. The Leo Diver is cool, but this is like a weird kit bash. These are build designs, is what these are.
Yeah.
I'm realizing.
You know, it's funny. Sorry to interrupt. It says here on the wiki, the Leo Diver is an amphibious combat variant. The first three times I read that, I read, the Leo Diver is an ambitious combat variant of Gundam Leopard. Like, they tried.
I mean, it's cooler.
It's cooler than
the actual Leopard.
Yeah. And the Zagaki arms are kind of cool on it, too. Mm-hmm. Like, this is kind of neat. And then we have the Leo Tank. I recognize the bottom half of that. That's just a Magella top. They took a Magella top model. Or not Magella top, a Magella, are those called? The tank.
Bot.
They're not bot. Is it just Magella attack? And then the Magella top is
Yeah,
the cannon?
I think that's right. Magella attack tank.
Okay. Yeah. So, it's just a Magella attack tank on the bottom. Like, mm-hmm. It's got, like, the front Vulcans, I
Guns
think.
Guns in the same place, yep.
Yeah, and then you've slapped some missiles on the sides, and then I guess you've added another, and you have another one attached to the back, because this has, like, a double set of caterpillar treads. I think it has, like, a turret on the back, it looks like, but we can't really see it. We can see a ridiculous armament listing. We have plasma cannon, homing missile, shoulder missile, light laser cannon, lasers, in my Gundam, excuse me, 4-tube missile launcher, U-55 homing missiles, 4-tube missile launcher again. Oh, homing missiles, I should say. Beam Gatling, breast missiles, Tetra Beam Gatling, 4-tube grenade launcher. This has everything on it.
What I really love is the detail that has been true for basically all of these, which is the after-war Gundam X hyper guide that these are from, claims that these were ideas Kid had for how to upgrade the Gundams that he was like, nah, that'd never
that
work.
That would be stupid.
That's fair. Well, you know what? I can see it. I can see Kid. We've seen how he gets how he salivates over like external equipment. I can see it.
What if I trapped the leopard in a coffin of guns?
God.
No.
Then we have,
no,
finally, the most problematic one of the bunch, because we have the Leopard Iron, which, yeah. Okay, to quickly talk about the design,
Oy.
We've bolted a bunch of metal onto random parts of it, like the vents and such. We've essentially turned it into the Gundam Bolt from G Gundam, just not using any of the Bolt's parts other than maybe the mace. No, because I think the mace, the Graviton Crusher or whatever, actually looks like that. Yeah, because it's just a ball on the on that.
Yeah, this is that's the
this
Gundam
is the Gundam
hammer.
Hammer, yeah. So okay, the shoulders come from the Denan Zon, of all things. And then the knees are just the EZ8's like small shields, or like the ground Gundam. It's like the small type shields. And then we have
A funny thing about the knees. So this is another alternate design by Kid. This was when Kid was trying to make Roby happy and apparently thought he was a neo-Nazi.
Turns out he's just bisexual. No, I'm just kidding.
But I think, I think Kid found like an old history book, and like he became like a weird military. He had a small military otaku period where he just found like a military modeling book. He's like, oh, look at all these like this strange like black cross on all of these like vehicles I'm seeing. Huh, that's kind of cool. Maybe I'll put that on mine without understanding it.
It must be good luck.
God. Yeah.
hey, Gundam boy. Have you ever heard of a man named Anal? Oh boy.
Yeah.
Kid, why'd you do this to us?
And so yeah. And that's
do we like mobile suits with a mace? Or whatever that's called. Is that a flail?
I think Gundam hammers are cool.
Yeah,
it depends
hammers.
On the context, but like that one I like.
Yeah.
I have very complicated. In this instance, I think it's neat.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I like it when it's on like either the Gundam itself or like a big design having a big ball and chain is kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
I like it when I'm not supposed to take it seriously.
Yeah, that's kind of the thing. Or like. Yeah. Yeah, that's a appropriate reaction, I think. Alright. Now we can talk about the actual upgrade that Kid used, which is good, because this one I actually think is fine. It solves some of the problems I have with it. It's not like my favorite, but I do like this a bit more. Like opposite of the Air Master Burst, where I dislike it more. So here we have the Gundam Leopard Destroy.
Mm-hmm.
Good name. We have switched the color scheme. We now have we've switched the teal with red, basically, is the primary thing that is different. And other than that, the yellow is still yellow, the dark blue is still dark blue. I think this works though. I think the head is the same. Let me see though. It looks like it's missing the Vulcans. Like the four Vulcans, but it's hard to tell with the art. Because it's a shaded area, you know?
It seems like it has two Vulcans.
Well, it has, like, the cheek Vulcans, but I'm not seeing the ones above that. Does it have those?
Yeah. I don't think it does.
Okay, so it does remove... Okay, I see the close-up of the head. Yeah. It has removed two of the Vulcans because they realize four head Vulcans is a silly idea. But, yeah, moving on down, though. Otherwise, the head is just the same. The torso is the same. Still has the fake vents. Still has the breast gatlings. The shoulders are where we start getting this change. So, both the shoulder armors have been changed into the same type of shoulder armor, which I think is good. Because, again, as much as I like asymmetry, this doesn't clash as much as like the other one did. The other one just clashes in a way that is unappealing. This is fine. I believe these shoulders do have... They're launcher. They're just generic launchers. Depending on what you like, what scene they are in, or what like other media have depicted them, they're either like you know solid like gun launchers, or they are they could be beam weapons. But either way, On the right shoulder, you have... I'm trying to see what weapon these are. Are these the beam cannons? Yes, yes, these are beam cannons. You have, like, beam cannons on a shield that can rotate and, like, move around. On the left side, that's just a big missile container. Just a big old missile pod. I'm assuming it's just ejectable, and that's why it's there. It just opens, fires its missiles, and it can drop it.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty long missiles, too, because, like, a lot of times, like, with, like, missile pods in Gundam, you'll get, like, micro-missiles so that they can have, like, multiple missiles, like, you know, in there. This just has really long missiles in there, so... yeah. Moving on down, though, the skirt armor has been changed. I like this front skirt armor better because it has a bit more character to it. It has, like, this, like, kind of vent-like design going on the bottom. Like, when I see, like, those little, like, triangular, like, dashes, you know, going down like that, that reminds me of, like, sometimes in, like, the legs of mobile suits, you'll get those, like, in the vents of the legs. But it's on the skirt here, which is interesting. Still has the beam knife. The legs are not really changed at all. The major change comes from the backpack, where we have, we basically have two sets of Gatling guns. They are beam Gatlings. They are called the Twin Beam Cylinders. Now, here's the thing. This didn't change, like, the forearm thing that much. Like, the forearms are still shaped differently. Like, one is square, one is round. Because instead of grenade launchers, though, it has... I'm assuming... These are beam guns, right? Yeah, beam guns. Okay.
Yeah, it's just beams all around.
Oh, also, sorry, the head Vulcans. They're not Vulcans. They're head beam guns also. Okay.
Oh, sure.
So we basically just made all of the things be beams, for the most part. Other than, like, the few things that might be solid, depending on how one wants to depict them, and, like, the missiles. So it does wear these backpacks over both arms. It's not as substantial as the original, it looks like. Like, you know, the original one, like, it links up with the shoulders and becomes, like, a big, long cannon. These just kind of get worn over the like, the arms like little mans. they're fine. Still don't think this thing's all that great. I think it's better, but it's still not, like, the best. Just looking at it.
I mean, it's on the way to a smile.
Yeah.
Shoutouts to anyone who gets that dumb reference that I made for no reason. I don't know why I did that.
Final Fantasy references here in Mechanista AG.
Oh my god, I looked it up. Come on, Fix. Come on.
Now, Ellen has posted a fun thing. This one also can combine with the G-Falcon.
Yeah!
It's a lot.
She big.
Yeah.
This is me wearing my backpack on the first day of middle school.
God.
I brought all my pen protectors.
I actually have a scar on my forehead because I used to, when I was in high school, I didn't use my locker. I kept everything in my backpack. So that was a very heavy backpack.
Same. I know this story.
And I was running. I was late for school and I was running and the backpack started to shift to the left.
Oh.
And its weight was enough to change the balance situation such that I fell and sort of slid across the road on my face.
Oh, cool.
And I got a nice scar from that.
Ow.
Yeah.
What does that have to do with the gun? Oh, backpacks. Backpacks.
Because you said the big backpack first day of school. Yes. Yeah.
Do you think that the G Destroyer causes this thing to fall down occasionally? Like, how does it even move? It just shoots and then drops it, probably, right?
I have to imagine this is a space pack, right?
Like, oh, that's sure.
Yeah, I mean those are big ass verniers. Yeah. If it has to, it just turns on the engine. To help it
the Beerlip method of achieving flight through brute force. We don't need to be aerodynamic if we have thermonuclear jet engines pointing downward.
I think the Leopard Destroyer. Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, Kid is just really worried about what they'll do when they finally get to Jupiter. So,
they're going to get more Jupiter. He came prepared. Sure. I think that the Leopard Destroyer looks really weird by itself. It looks like it's missing something. And so it's nice to see when docked with a G-Falcon, it's like, yes. It feels complete now. It's huge and bulky and silly, but it fits.
Yeah. Oh, here, real quick, I have to share this because I forgot to mention this. They both have the flash systems. I forgot to mention its versions of the bits. I think I like this more than the Leopard.
Yeah. The color is slightly different.
Yeah,
it's a little bit more like
dull.
Faded and more grayish in a way that looks really good, actually.
And it doesn't have all the stuff bolted to it. It doesn't have fake vents. And you know, I think this looks fine. Like this, when you see all this on a grunt, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just had to bring that one up. All right, so with the destroyer out of the way.
Oh, but we didn't mention, by the way.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
The primary method of transportation for both the Destroy and the regular Leopard.
Mm?
It's got wheels. It's got wheelies.
Oh, right. Okay.
It Code Geass is around.
Yeah. They kind of like, yeah, they just, you typically see it doing, like, Dom hovering, basically, is how it looks in the anime more so than even, like, wheels.
Dom hovering. Mm-hmm. Tell me more about Dom hovering.
Well, the MS-09 Dom.
Dylan, you're my favorite.
I know.
It's my wife.
I never mind. Look.
No, you answer correctly.
I answer with complete sincerity when I do anything. S6, I've never been sarcastic once in my life.
Thinking about it. Give me
six,
some time.
Oh, I've definitely been sarcastic with you.
And now, sorry, Six mentioned Code Geass, and now Colors by Flow is just blasting in my head at like 11 volume. So that's loud.
Fine. It's fine. That's appropriate. Like any Flow song, every Flow anime opening just gets stuck in my head and they'll all just play sequentially. And yep. It's just like, okay, great. All right. So, yeah.
Let's drop in a spoiler warning. Let's talk about a whole bunch of gunpla.
Yeah.
And from here on out, we're going to be talking about machines from Gundam Build Fighters and also the Gunpla VR thing.
Alright, so, I guess we'll start with the Airmaster ones, just because we
sure.
Did the Airmaster first. Simplest one to talk about would be the Gundam Airmaster Yuma Kosaka Original Color version. As the name implies, this is not at all, like, a custom, this is just a recolor, but hey... You know what? I'm Ooh. Okay with this. This is fine. And I like that he added color to, like, the knees.
It looks good.
That's just
good
a linear
colors.
Improvement. Simple.
Yep. It's simple. It's just, you know. He uses this in the episode where we talked about the Cruel Gundam, I believe, like, last... Was that, like, a couple weeks ago, right? It was, like, during the Hydra mm-hmm. Gundam episode, I think.
Yeah.
But this is the thing that gets torn apart and traumatizes Yuma. He's just like, look, I'm in my little recolor Airmaster. I'm having fun playing the game. I'm good at it. Oh, no. This asshole with his absolute junk robot just beat the shit out of me. Oh, no. Now I'm angry.
Owned.
Now I'm very angry, and I'm going
to
be insufferable. I'm going to be the most insufferable fucking character in the show somehow, even though, you know, Sekai exists.
He does have a hyper mega launcher.
Oh, okay, yeah. He really wants to pilot. What I'm gathering from this is he really wants to pilot a Zeta. Between like you know, it's an original hyper mega launcher.
I mean, the way he plays, he really wants to pilot a Dynamis, but you know.
Well, he wants a Zeta Gundam to be a sniper. Yeah, he wants to be like I want to transform and move really fast and be long range, but also Like it's just like a lot of, I mean, I guess a high mobility sniper makes sense, right? Because if you're discovered,
sure.
You can move from place to place quickly.
I mean, I think there's not a lot of things that a high mobility version of doesn't make sense. Moving fast is pretty good.
Yeah, especially in Gundam where it's like, a beam has gone through me. I am dead. All right. So now we have some fun variants. I actually really like these two. The AX Oberon and AX Titania.
Mm-hmm.
So I like both of these a lot. So, the AX Oberon first has some elements of the double X on it as well. Like, the arms, it has, like, the rifle, the shield, etc. This is a cool custom. I like these colors a lot, this, like, mint green. It's just very...
It looks really pretty, especially the little bit of, like, I don't know, the decoration. I'm not sure what the word I want for this is.
Mm-hmm.
But there's like a little bit of like paisley almost like on the edges of these that just looks really dope.
Yeah, I really like these actually. These are very cute. I'm sad they never actually like released you know, commercial models of these. These were just magazine customs, but I like these a lot. Yeah, so it's like, yeah, you have the chest of the Double X, shoulders, arms of the Double X, the legs of the Air Master, though it looks like they've added some thrusters to the rear of the legs, which is kind of cool. Also giving it, like, because it's not using the Double X backpack, it's using the Air Master backpack, but it doesn't transform, so you just gave it a bunch of thrusters on the backpack instead. So it just uses the wings, like, in, you know, like the MS mode. Though, well, we'll talk about it. Then we have the Titania, which obviously you have Oberon, you have Titania. These are the counterparts, right? The Titania, if you look at it, also combines the Double X and the Air Master, but in, like, different ways. This one uses the legs of the Double X, the arms of the Air Master. Like, basically, they're just, like, opposites, right? Like, the Air Master parts are replaced with Double X parts and vice versa between these two. Also,
and, like, really the good. Emphasis of the color scheme is like, flipped around, where, like, it's way more about the white, whereas the Oberon is way more about the green, but there's still, like, the color scheme is overall the same. It's just how much the emphasis
is this the AX Oberon or AX Titania?
Yeah.
Okay, the Oberon looks okay. Yes. The Titania looks beautiful. This is a wonderful color scheme.
Yep.
Oh, come on, the Oberon looks great,
it does,
too.
But, I mean, this is I prefer this color scheme.
Now, here's where we get to the weird thing that they do. So the Titania, we have the Titania's flight mode, right? And so the Titania, because it's more Air Master parts, it is able to transform. And now I am desperately trying to find a picture for this by searching in Japanese. They combine.
What?
Yes, they combine. And I want to see their combination. I'm running into the problem where I'm not able to find their combination. And it is making me very sad. Hold on. I need to find this. I want to know what it looks like because I want to see how they combine. All right. I may actually have it. I have the Dengeki hobby page. Oh, okay. Their way they combine is more one rides on top of the other. Okay. This is pretty cool.
I still want to see
Hold
it.
Hold on. I've got the image.
While you look that up, I was trying to do my research and I've never watched Gundam Build Fighters, so I was like, let me just queue up the first episode. Maybe I'll watch some of it later if I'm free. Literally first frame. It was fucking a launch sequence. Sorry, I guess we're in the Gundam Build Fighters where the person's cockpit says lunch instead of launch. And that just makes me tickle pink. I love it when that happens.
It's so good. Also, do watch Build Fighters. Season 1's great.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
I really like
it.
Yeah. All right. I will share the very tiny Google, like, image search thumbnail because it's not linking to the proper page.
Oh, I hate that when you have the image but it won't let you expand it.
Yeah, well, like, it's fine. It would be higher resolution on the website, but it's not like it's super tiny, but I wanted to find, like, the full size and I wanted to find other images of it too.
Ooh,
but yeah,
that looks great.
Yeah, it rides on top of it, which I think is really cool.
But, like, on top and around also. Yeah. Like, parts of its armor fold in and lock in on the other. Yeah, that
I can't get
great.
Enough of this coloring, by the way. This is incredible.
It's beautiful.
The back is a little funny. I finally found the page with the combined form. The back is a little funny because it does bend the legs up.
Yeah.
But, I mean, again, it's also like a mobile suit riding on something, so that doesn't bug me as much.
Yeah, I think it's adorable. Aww. It's like it's kicking its legs up.
I do really like I do really like these two a lot. Fuck this. What? Every time I see these buildings, my brain goes, you clearly made this kit bash so you can make a kit out of it, right? And then they don't. And then I'm like, I want these two. I love them.
Yeah, that's awesome.
These are really cool. But all right. That's it for, like, the Air Master variations from Build. We do have a Build Fighters Try variation, though, of the Leopard. We have the Leopard Da Vinci, which, much like all other reinterpretations of the Leopard, I think looks a little bit better.
Who piloted the Mona Lisa?
Yeah.
Akira Suga?
Slugger Law pilots this the better way. So this is... All right. This is the Leopard Da Vinci. This is weird, right? Because it doesn't actually, like, share any parts of the leopard, really. Like, well, because, like, you look at it, right? The head is a new design. Like, it's the same idea, like, with the double V fin, but this is clearly a new design.
Mm-hmm.
The torso doesn't have the fake vents plastered onto it, and instead has what looked to be real vents on it.
Yeah.
It still has, like, the center part of the torso is pretty similar. Like, it has the jewel, though the canopy is, like, slightly designed differently. The colors are different, obviously. Like, it's got, like, yellow on there, and it uses black instead of dark blue. The arms, the shoulders are symmetrical. It does have, like, a missile launcher attachment on the one arm, and then it doesn't have the wrist guns anymore on the right arm. Which, you know what? If you're omitting something, you could omit those. That's fine. Does have a real ridiculous rifle it's holding here, because it is a beam rifle with a beam shotgun underslung on it.
Hell yeah.
Honestly,
a thing that people should do more... In real life, that's a thing. People undersling shotguns on rifles. Do that on your mecha as well.
Great.
It's great.
The left side of the backpack, meanwhile, has, like, you know, a big Gatling gun. It is a little plain, but, you know, it's still a beam Gatling. I think on this one, I believe it just pulls it down. Yeah, it pulls it down and a handle pops out of the top, so it holds it, like, underslung, which I actually like more.
Looks better.
I like that even more, because I think underslung weapons, they make sense on robots, and they look cool.
Well, and also the way it worked with, like, it, like, opening up and, like, sticking the arm in and collapsing around it doesn't feel like it really added anything.
No, it's just
like, it seems like a lot of work for not much benefit.
It's very overcomplex for what it is, yeah. Then moving on down, you've got slightly redesigned skirts. The side skirts have, like, little thrusters on the bottom of them, which I think looks cool. The legs, I mean, their legs, the legs are pretty plain, but they look fine. I like the weird squared feet it has been given also. Like, it feels like ground type feet, right? Like, oh, this is, like, you know, heavy feet for, like, standard, which I like. There's also an alternate orange color version, which is kind of fun because it's just ARC 78 colors on this.
Well, and more than just that, because the main version we see, the leopard colored version, is sort of like the one that in the show is used for, like, a one-on-one duel. Mm-hmm. There's a different loadout that is associated with the range color, which is kind of like its, like, heavy engagement colors.
Oh, yep, I can see it.
Take a look at this image that is posting very slowly on Discord because it's 6 megs.
Sheesh.
Oh, that's pretty cool, though.
Oh.
Yeah.
I like that Gatling gun. That Gatling gun fucking rules. Oh, by the way, do you know who made this? It's our good friend Junya Ishigaki who did this instead.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
This is a much more modern design from him, obviously. Like, it's just funny because, I mean, he did work on Gundam X. He did do, like, a lot of the grunts and stuff. So I do appreciate that they got him to do this design.
You mentioned the Gatling gun. So for anyone who doesn't have this image, basically, obviously, it is now in RX-78 colors. It has, like, side of the leg, like, rocket launcher packs, which can also be mounted on the shoulders. Its normal Gatling gun can still be there and has two of them, but they can also fold up over the shoulder and just be shoulder mounted while it carries a bigger, like, traditional style Gatling gun with the separate barrels and the ammo drum that is gigantic.
Look, clearly it is gigantic to offset the weight there, because if you look in, like, that lower left image when it has, like, all of the... It has two Gatlings on top, it has both missile pods open, and it has the two beam cannons strapped to the Gatling guns.
It's a lot of guns.
So it's just like, okay, well, I need an underslung Gatling now that I hold in my arms to kind of balance me so I don't keep flipping. It looks good. I like this. This looks cool.
I like the shot in this, like, collection of images that you sent us where it's the Da Vinci looking over its guns. And I know that's supposed to be like, it's the showcase, but it looks like he's like, what have I done? What mistake? What godlessness have I wrought?
It's me waking up.
My sword. Yep. Exactly. That's actually, there you go. You got a boosted man tweet right there.
Good. I think the Leopard Da Vinci is just a cooler leopard. Like, I know a lot of people, like, saw it and were like, does that mean we're gonna get a real one? And it's like, no. Like, there's no shared parts. This isn't, like, a hint that they're going to do a real one. If anything, this is more damning because they made, like, a completely original leopard that, you know, looks cooler. But, yeah.
Yeah.
It's good. I like it. It conveys the same idea while looking cooler. And honestly, here's the thing, right? Like, I appreciate a lot of mobile suits that, like, feel like they fit. But you also gotta make them look good. And this looks good. You know? Mm-hmm. But yeah. I think that covers it all, right?
I think it does.
All right. Well, decently long episode. Yeah. I guess we'll do our closing statements. Six, where can people find you on the internet?
You can find me on Twitter. Wait, that's not true anymore.
No, it's not.
Scratch that. Deleting that. Okay. You can find me on Scanline Media or at patreon.com/scanlinemedia. I'm out of the Twitter game.
Yep.
Proud of you.
I left
proud
it behind.
You, so proud of you.
Fair enough. Yeah. All right. You can find me at twitter.com. I am at lowpolyrobot. I did the at twitter.com, so my brain was like, my brain got fried, like not wanting to say at twice in a row. But yes, at lowpolyrobot on twitter.com. I live tweet games, post robots, etc. And yeah.
And our honored guest, Alan, where can people find you and your work?
Hi, also free of Twitter's grasp. Have a Twitter. Don't use it. Hate to use it. Instead, like the podcast, chatspod.com. Listen to chats, CHATZ, colon, a television podcast, wherever you listen to those. We're talking about Twin Peaks right now. We're both rewatching and having a great time, my co-host Magellan and I. I'm also on a couple podcasts with Six. We're on The Garno Wager, which is on Scanline Media, and The Hunter's Quorum, which is also on Scanline Media. That's a Monster Hunter ranking podcast, which is similar in vibe to Mechanista, but way more mean. Way more mean. Look, we love dragons.
Okay, have you done a Kezu episode yet? I have to ask.
Yeah, oh my god, we love yes. I love the Kezu.
Yay! Kezu lovers unite!
Yeah, no, listen. Good. Kezu is... I think what I said on the episode, and I'll say it again, is makes me uncomfortable in exactly the right way.
Yeah.
It's so good. It's so good. Everyone's like, ah, but now my baby Giganox hasn't been around. And I'm like, one, you can have both. And two, I still like Kezu a little bit more, even though Giganox is really cool.
Yeah, true.
Anyway, I need to listen to that. I didn't realize that was a thing. I love Monster Hunter, so I'm going to do that. Also, I know you don't use your Twitter, but... I'm following you anyway because I realized, wait, I don't follow you, and now you've been a guest on the show, and
yay,
this was fun.
Appreciate look, it.
Look, I try to get my Twitter follower count like relative. Like, I don't follow a lot of people, but basically, it's just like, oh, I had a cool and good interaction, so okay, cool.
That counts. Yeah, for sure.
Now I will say, if anyone listening is someone who follows me, just don't be weird about that. Don't be like, ah, now I have to get a follow from them. I've had people do that to me, and it's been weird. Don't do that. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
People on Twitter, even with someone like me who is just like some dumb nerd who does mecha podcasts, people can be like, ah, time to be weirdly like, I want to be your friend and I'm going to keep replying to every one of your tweets. And I'm like,
Oh my god, they say as I'm liking all of their tweets. I'm sorry.
I mean, no, liking is fine. Likes are great. Yeah, I think likes are great because here's the thing. A like communicates... Like, a like doesn't make me feel like I need a social interaction. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's no, like, expected reciprocation.
Yeah, exactly.
Reply,
likes are great. Not that I don't want people to, like, talk to me. It's just, like I said, fine line, though.
Mm-hmm.
And also, brain weird because Twitter.
Yeah, true.
Mm-hmm. Twitter is just a brain weird place. Both of you not using it is good. I find it hard to break the grasp of it, even though I also feel regularly, like, about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm very happy I got out. It took a moment of clarity, and then things have been great since.
Yep. It happens.
All right, I'm gonna go eat my food. It has been sitting aside for a little bit, so I'm hungry. I will see y'all later. And
well, I'm supposed to end it with a quote.
Yeah, well, you can end it with a quote. I'm getting my goddamn food though, Six.
Dylan,
so I'm hitting stop right now. The audio is fine.
I'm going to do the new thing I'm going to do when it's a show where I can't remember the quote and I can't find anything. I'm going to Google their name and quote on Twitter and just pick one that shows up. So I'm primarily just an investor. Peace.
Whoa. Bye.
Can I find the words to tell you how I live between the walls of steel? I close my eyes to find some kind of rapture in a world where you can feel so all alone. Cause I'm full of light and laughter. There's a